This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for sticking with us here on The Morning Run. It's 7:47 in the morning and we're running a poll. A Nielsen survey has found that nearly three quarters of Malaysians believe that the country is currently in a recession. Do you agree with that? So head on to the BFM Twitter account at BFM and vote away and tell us what you think. So according to the survey by Nielsen, as we mentioned, three quarters of Malaysians believe that we are in a recession right now. And the survey has also found that Malaysia had a consumer confidence index of 109 in the third quarter of 2019, and that compares to 110 in the second quarter.
Yeah, this is according to the Conference Board Global Consumer Survey, like you mentioned, in collaboration with Nielsen. And we have seen a drop of consumer confidence in Malaysia from the all-time high we saw of 127 in the same quarter last year. But if we put this into perspective, we ranked number 10 globally, so not too bad, I guess. And the survey highlighted that the top concerns for Malaysians remain the same as at the beginning of the year. State of economy, job security, work-life balance, political stability and debt. Now, in more detail, the research also found that 62% of Malaysians believe that the state of their personal finances in the next 12 months will either be good or excellent, compared to 63% in the second quarter and down from 75% in the third quarter. Now, this is the interesting question, which is probably a reflection of whether you think you're, you know, in a recession. 44% say now is the time to buy things they want and need, compared to 48% just 3 months ago, or 58% in the third quarter last year.
Yep, and also almost 70% had a positive view on jobs, job prospects in the next 12 months. To help us digest this more, we have Anil Anthony, Executive Director of Consumer Insights with Nielsen Malaysia. Good morning, Anil, and thanks for joining us. So help us break this down a bit. The consumer confidence has been declining for four straight quarters. Do you think this is a cause for concern?
Yeah. Good morning, and thank you for having me. I think, you know, see, a score of 109 versus 110 last quarter is not a decline. It is actually, you know, just tapering. And it's actually anything above 100 is a positive score. So 109 is actually a positive score. Now, if you compare, of course, to the euphoria post the G14, you know, of 127, and when GST zeroization happened, that is an all-time high. When compared to that, of course, it has significantly fallen down, but it's still above 100. So I think, you know, true to our predictions, you know, Malaysia has started to get used to a new normal. And, you know, we saw very historic highs immediately after the election in Q4 in 2018. But now we are stabilizing. So I think, like you rightly mentioned, we should not overlook the fact that, you know, although the fall is steep, it's Malaysians are largely optimistic, you know, and which is ranked 10th in the world, which is significant. So I think as we go along, and now that the budget has come out as of last month, we'll see how the budget as well as the political landscape actually impacts what goes on, you know, in the next quarter when we get the new results as well.
But a lot of this has to do with perception, right? Such as your perception on job prospects and sentiments about recession. So what are the actual implications of this in terms of consumer spending then?
Right. So I think, you know, as you mentioned, I think around 70% actually, around three quarters actually believe, you know, we are currently in the recession. But do understand that over the years, this number has actually held there for some time now. Now, what this means is that, you know, it makes Malaysians more prudent on spending. And what we have seen is that, you know, over three quarters, you know, consumers have adjusted their spending on household expenses. And they are tightening their belts. We have questions, you know, which actually understand that, you know, quarter on quarter, we are trying to spend less on new clothes, less on out-of-home entertainment, and even switching to cheaper grocery items. You know, I think we had another study, a similar one called Global Consumer Loyalty Study, where we actually saw similar results, you know, where Malaysians are price-sensitive consumers. You know, close to half of them, you know, said that they will switch to brands for better value for money. Around another 47% said that they will switch if there is a price reduction or a promotion to, if that is there. So this is that something that, you know, marketeers and retailers all should be cognizant of when they're, you know, when they're actually looking at winning more of the share of wallet from consumers.
Anil, I wonder what you are saying explains the apparent contradiction that the consumers have, because while they think that we are in a recession, they also, almost two-thirds of them, are also pretty positive about personal finances as well as job prospects. How do you explain this? How do you bridge this gap?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's a good question, because, you know, see, the thing is that index of 109, which is above 100, and above the global average of 107, is actually quite a good score. But then, it's not gloomy, but then what we can describe is that because the sentiment is actually coming down to a new normal from 127, an all-time high of 127 to 109 right now, we can say, you know, Malaysians are being, you know, I would say cautiously optimistic. Now, as you said, you know, two-thirds of them are positive on personal finance and job prospects in the next 12 months. Yet, less than half believe that is the right time to spend on things, you know, that they want. So that is what I think, what I would call as cautiously optimistic. So it is impacting overall confidence, but then it's a wait and watch scenario right now.
So I think also it's quite interesting that Malaysia is number 10 in the world. Yeah. And it also ties in with your view that this is fairly cautiously optimistic, but number 10 in the world, that's a pretty good number.
Yes, I think, you know, number 10 in the world is quite a good number, but historically, Asia-Pacific has had, you know, high scores. I mean, majority of the nations in the top 10 are from Asia-Pacific, be it the large economies of China, India, Indonesia, Vietnam, Philippines, you know, etc. So, see, number 10 is actually quite good. But the thing is that because if you look at the trend, it's coming down. It's something that, you know, that we have to keep in mind, that, you know, that how consumers will actually moderate their spending as we go along. So some other indicators, you know, just for you to have is that we saw confidence levels across the world actually decline in 33 out of the 64 markets that we do this study in, you know, and this is up from 29 in Q2. And you know, Asia Pacific, you know, is still positive, but again there is slight softening. And also the developed markets of Asia like South Korea, Japan, and Singapore have experienced declines. And, you know, Hong Kong, as you know, there is political instability. And that is a market where, you know, the largest amount of decline has happened. So given, if you look at all the scenario and place Malaysia there, I think we are in a good shape. But then definitely it's a cautiously optimistic scenario rather than, you know, anything to be, you know, really positive about. But it's somewhere that where people are actually looking at and saying, you know, okay, so let's wait and watch what is going to happen, because there are currents out which are not in our control as well in Malaysia.
And Anil, would you say that this consumer confidence or this kind of tapering is a regional trend?
Yeah, so it definitely, you know, we see this tapering across the region. I mean, I think Indonesia and Vietnam, I mean, we see a slight tapering, as well as in big markets like India and Indonesia and China as well. So, yes, it is happening across the region. So, it's something that, you know, that I think is Malaysia is along with the nations across the region. Now, there are markets like, you know, South Korea, Thailand, Singapore, or Hong Kong, where, you know, it has declined quite significantly. And this is because of the fact that, you know, that you know, the view there is that there, some of them are very export-oriented economies, etc., which are impacted by the trade war between, you know, China and U.S. And so people are more pessimistic in those markets, for example.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Anil Anthony of Nielsen Malaysia. So Malaysians are, according to his interpretation, cautiously optimistic of recessionary probabilities in Malaysia. And looking at the poll that we have right now as well, I think that the poll is very different from Nielsen's survey. It's definitely a much smaller sample size. Yes, 37% of our listeners think that we're in a recession, and 24% says no, and 40% says it's on the way.
So not very optimistic bunch, are we, this morning?
Not at all. But interesting that some of the points that are mentioned there, you know, interesting job prospects and more positive personal finances. All right, the Breakfast Grill is coming up after the 8 a.m. news. Roshan Karnason will speak to Dang Tai Luk, Group Managing Director of MyTunes. My news. Holdings Berhad. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.